Welcome in to the first Sunday edition of the Wake and Take. Charlie here with you. It is your NFL preview show from the people who brought you Daily Tap, people who brought you Pardon Murph's Fantasy, people who brought you the weekend watch list. The Wake and Take is here. Excited to do it. I think this thing will take shape as the year goes on, as we get more news throughout the weekend. It will be a very vital source for you to just make sure you're seeing everything. It's just keeping you in the know. We're going to obviously talk a little bit about Packer headlines first, but like I said, this show will be a lot more in-depth as the year goes on. So just stay tuned, right? And if you have ideas, I'd love to hear it. If you're like, you know what? I never know like weather updates. I never know this. I never know that. We can all work that into the show. Whatever you guys think you're not getting enough from your pregame show that you watch, whether it's ESPN, whether it's Fox, CBS, and also this is to bridge the gap for you know those shows. I know as we all get older that you're up earlier, whether it's with kids or you're walking the dog or you're doing something, right? So we're trying to get this out at 8 a.m. each Sunday. Actually, it'll probably be out at like on Saturday night or very early on Sunday. Because I had to tape today, we're getting it out right around 9 o'clock. So it'll be out there, be available for you. Just tune it in and let's get rolling. So the Packers, there's not much Packer news out of the gate. Not that that's surprising. Josh Jones will not play with an ankle injury. That is, I'd say it's disappointing. I mean, that's not like a huge deal, right? But he's not going to play ankle injury for him. So Josh Jones will be out for week one. He is the only player inactive from an injury standpoint. Obviously, Mike McCarthy will have some healthy scratches as well. Also, too, you will have James Crawford and Oren Burks are questionable they were at limited participation in Friday's practice, our designated estimations. The Packers did not actually practice Friday. Daniel Brown will not play for the Bears. DeAndre Houston Carson, defensive back, he is also out. So that's that. So there is okay. And I think the Packers are ready to roll. So we'll see what happens tonight. All right, moving on to some of our segments here that we have on the Wake and Take. The big hit. And this is really just what I see as the easy ways to make some money today so we can all profit, so we can all benefit. There are some easy over-unders. Now, when there are easy over-unders, you usually say to yourself, all right, well, what's the deal? I think the over is easier than the under. Let me preface that. The Chargers Chiefs over under, I think sitting at 47 right now. So go in and grab that because I think it's going to go over pretty damn easily. The Chargers defense, which a lot of people are talking ballyhooed Chargers defense, is very banged up to start the season. So we could take advantage of that. I mean, I think that I don't know if I'll have the balls. I know someone will, and someone probably wins $1 million doing this, but they're going to put Patrick Mahomes in their DK lineup and stack him with Tyreek Hill. Like I said, I do not have the nuts to do that. It's just, I don't know. I just can't. Starting a rookie quarterback in his first start on the road is a lot to ask for. And so, yeah, it's a lot to ask for them to go over. But Kareem Hunt, I actually think, is playable in DK. That's here nor there. So, yes, take that over. Do not think about it. That is good. So the under is a little tricky. So if you were paying attention to the weather that's going to be happening in Cleveland today, the over-under for Pittsburgh has fallen from 47, it's now down to 40. It might almost be to that point where you might just go the other way and take the over. I mean, it's kind of not a dumb move, right? Like, all of the public, that might be the most public play right now. That under has went down 7 points 7 points since it started. That might be the play right there. I was about to, there's a segment we have about don't listen to the people, man, which is coming up here in a second. But that might be the play. That might be something where you just take the over here and you don't even think about it. But yeah, no, all the betting is crazy on that one because the weather is supposed to be terrible. Kevin Roth, who does weather for Roto Grinders, did point this out and take this for what it's worth. He's like, it's not going to be like biblical, basically. He's like, it's going to be bad. It's not going to be great, right? It's not going to be one for offenses, but it's not biblical like people are saying. Also, team fade James Conner and everything and everything. If I get burned by James Conner being 40% owned today on DK, I can live. I can make my bed and be okay with it. I'd rather play Carlos Hyde at the same price in the same matchup. All right, so like I just teased, on to the next thing, don't listen to people. So I think basically we have more of that, like, public picks, and I think you'll start seeing more public picks on next week and the week after. But right now, there isn't any pick, according to covers.com, where the public money is over 80%. The two most public picks right now are Carolina -3 against Dallas, and which makes sense. And New Orleans, who is -10, that line has jumped to -10 over 10-point favorites over Tampa Bay. So can you? It's not necessarily, you know, fade the public is a true thing, right? You know, fading the public, you know, getting rid of the public plays is a true thing. Should you bet on Dallas or Tampa Bay? I think if you're going to put one bet down, maybe it's Dallas. I think Dallas is going to be bad. I think everyone thinks Dallas is going to be bad. That would be a very week one thing for Dallas to come and win in Carolina on a primetime thing. And then everybody's perception of Dallas says, did we underestimate Dallas? And then you have Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith talking about that obsessively for the next week. I definitely think that there is some of that. They're always, week one is full of surprises, right? You'll always have a few games this week where everyone's kind of like, it turns you on your head. And as a Vikings hater, but knows important, it would be really great for the Vikings to win this week because I do not want them coming in 0-1 in Lambeau Field. I do not want that at all. In terms of games that benefit the Packers, yes, we are going to do this. I haven't figured out a segment, but since we're talking about the slate here, you know, there is Jacksonville, New York. You'd like to see Jacksonville take care of business there. Dallas, Carolina, actually, I think for the Packers' sake, that Dallas winning that game would actually be more beneficial. I think if you're going to say who are you going to be battling a wild card race with, it's probably Carolina. It's not necessarily Dallas. Seattle, well, obviously go lean on Denver there. And hopefully there. And Arizona, Washington, I think is a toss-up because I'm not sure who to expect if either of those teams are going to be in the playoff hunt at the end of it. So I can't really give a lean of who would I prefer. I guess Arizona, maybe because Washington plays in a weaker division, at least from my perception. Jets, Lions, obviously cheering for the Jets there. Lions starting 0-1, it would be beneficial. Rams, Oakland. I mean, obviously, you'd like Oakland to win because you think you maybe could be battling the Rams for a playoff spot. But at the same time, come on, let's be serious. That's also a very public play, but that is one where I don't even care that it's a public play. Like, the line has jumped 2 points. Like, just load up on the Rams. That I think is as much of a lock as it can be. It's under, I mean, they're a 4.5-point road dog, but still, that to me is a loaded up situation. All right, to wrap it up, take it easy, man. I had to get the stoner voice in there once. How about Andrew Luck? Andrew Luck hurt his shoulder snowboarding. So Andrew Luck had never disclosed this prior. Ian Rapoport had this morning, that Andrew Luck basically hurt his shoulder while he was already dealing with a torn labrum. And he has sprained AC joint. I'm not sure. He basically is like, yeah, I fucked up my shoulder even more because I was snowboarding. And now I don't snowboard anymore. And Andrew Luck also reported it right away to the Colts. I would have loved to, like, see that conversation, see what that's about. Like, I can't do an Andrew Luck, but, guys, it's Andrew. I was snowboarding today and, just getting some, winter exercise, you know, and, I hurt my shoulder. I don't know. I think it's okay, but it hurts. So I'm going to be done snowboarding for a while, but I thought I'd self-report it. Of course, Andrew Luck reported it right away. I mean, the guy's a fucking nerd. I mean, of course he reported it. You can also tell me how my Andrew Luck, voice is. I would say it's better than expected. You know, you do these impressions and you're like, is it going to be good? Is it not? So it's all right. All right, well, that about does it for the first edition of Wake and Take. Like I said, I think this is going to get more in depth as the year goes on, as we get more trends, as we get more things to look at. But right now, we're just looking at things from a 100-mile stare. Enjoy the full sandwich, as my friend Dan Katz would say. It starts today, and we take bites of that sandwich until we get to the Super Bowl. So enjoy all of that. We will talk to you tomorrow on the Daily Tap, reaction podcast to Packers-Bears, talk about Jonathan Taylor. We'll also look at the Brewers, who are 19 games over 500 before today's game. Very exciting times. All right, talk to you guys tomorrow. See ya.